General, whatever. The old gentleman who peddles Kentucky Fried Chicken,
he's the colonel. Lawyers at home are also referred to as colonels.
Mm. Why is that?
Well, supposedly that they were all colonels in the Civil War. That no lawyer who went to war had a rank of less than colonel. Mm. And so, out of some sort of funny notion of respect, they're referred to as colonels. This is beginning to change. The lawyers at home now, some people refer to them as Colonel so-and-so, but generally they just refer to them as Mr. So-and-so or by their first name.
That is interesting. I've never run across that before. And say the rank of a man who's in charge of a ship, he would be the
captain.
And the man who presides over the county court,
that's the judge.
And someone, well, you know, like us who's going to school or goes to college, he's
a student.
And a woman who would do the boss's typing, take care of his mail, that sort of thing. She's
the secretary.
Say a man who appears in movies or on stage, whatever, he would be an actor, but a woman is
an actress.
And our nationality, we are
Americans.
And years ago in the South, used to have separate facilities for the two races, one for the
blacks, one for the whites.
Any idea what, well, you said blacks, do you suppose that's what they would prefer to be called nowadays?
That's what they would prefer to be called nowadays. My parents started me out, the nice term was to refer to them as colored people. The not nice term was, of course, nigger. And now I've just basically started calling everyone black because that's what is currently accepted. But for years, we always referred to them as colored people.
Have you ever heard anyone use in any situation back home any other insulting terms other than nigger that you can think of?
Not that I can think of, no.
What about coon?
Yeah. And crow, too.
Crow? What about burrhead?
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard burrhead.
Okay. This situation, if a white man were really angry with another white man, can you think of any term that he might use insultingly or however that would have something, you know, racial about it?
From
one man to another?
You could call him a nigger lover.
Nigger lover.
The possibilities are infinite there. That's the one that pops to my mind immediately. You could say that he had a black ancestor around somewhere. Those are the first two things that I can immediately think of.
Well, what about a black man's terms that he might use insultingly in talking about a white man?
Oh. He would, well, now he would refer to them as honkies.
Honky.
Whitey.
The term, are there any other terms that you can think of off the top of your head that would be associated with white people in any form or fashion that might be considered as, you know, some type of derogatory expression?
Those are the two that I'm most familiar with. They're probably others that I just don't know.